It may be that we can no longer do that anymore, I'm afraid. Without a real and a sustained effort, it may be that we can no longer live Advent the way our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents and all the generation before us, we can no longer live Advent the way they did it. They knew themselves, perhaps, better than we do. They knew how much they were getting in the way of God, the when of it, and the where of it, and the how of it. They knew these things. That was why, for them, Advent was always a penitential time. It was not the holiday season. It was the Advent season. It required work. It required change. It required a letting go of whatever it was that was holding them back from Almighty God. Our church in Advent, one man said 65 years ago, our church in Advent knows but a single word, knows one word only throughout all the days of this season. Our church wants all her children to take up that word again, he said. Our church wants you. Our church wants me to say that word over and over, again and again. Come, she wants us to say. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Those were the words of Luis Maria Martinez, the Archbishop of Mexico City, just before he died in 1956. He had been ordained a priest in 1904, just about 10 years before the great unraveling of his world that we have come to know as the Mexican Revolution. That long and vast, even demonic, anti-Catholic reign of terror in that lovely land. He had been ordained a bishop in 1923, just as a revolution was reaching the high point of its fury. He had been named primate of all Mexico in 1937, and was thus burdened with the picking up of the broken pieces from that catastrophic and bloody, bloody time. If we now lie in darkness and in the shadows of death, even as he and his people did, literally, quite literally, whatever form they may take in your life or in my life today, if we are there too, let us also cry out to the heavens, come. And he will come with his grace to purify us and to lift us up. He will come. If we sit in sadness and dejection, as he and his people did literally, whatever form they take in your life or in my life today, let us plead all the more, come, come. And he will come with his presence to shatter our sadness. He will come with his help to strengthen our weakness. So if it is dejection today, if it is sadness today, if it is shadows, if it is darkness, whatever it is, let us too pray that quintessential Advent prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." And each coming, for it is a thing that happens every day, each coming will purify us the more, will give us life the more, will set us free in his love. That's what his coming will do. But there is one baffling thing about all that, one baffling thing about this love we speak of. Here on earth, and if you think about this a while, you'll see it. Here on earth, love has this odd power of making a hunger in our bellies the more it feeds them. It has this odd power of making a thirst in our throats the more it refreshes them. Here on this earth, love has this strange, strange power of making an emptiness in our hearts, even as it fills them. The love you knew in your marriages, the love you know in your marriages, that has that same power of making an emptiness there when it is filled the most. So however much we do have, or however little we do have, there will never, ever be enough for us. We shall always be restless, St. Augustine told us, until at last we rest in him. For this reason, the more we love, the more we come to love him, the more he must work at hollowing us out, at making us hollow inside, to make room for him. And there is only one word left for those who are made empty, only one. And that is the Advent word. And that is the Advent prayer. And that word is come. Come, Lord Jesus. May it be in a special way. May it be your word this year.